How do you know when it's the right time that you do have something to contribute that would make an ongoing newsletter? So, Jeff, Cheryl, how do you know?
Sure, I'll answer that one. You have to have something of value for someone else. The best newsletters are not about you. They're client-focused. They're focused on other people. I think most people have something worthwhile to share that they can give to someone else. And if they can do that, then their publications will be read.